What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
To dome or not to dome?
That is the question?
Yes. Okay. Press conference yesterday about the dome.
Okay.
As we talked earlier today, I thought one of the most important parts of what came out of yesterday was something that was in Cleveland.com that you brought up this morning, and it was a quote from Jimmy Haslam himself.
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, and this is from Jimmy, "I don't know if we don't do Brook Park and we pass on this time, anybody is ever going to put $2 billion of private money into Cuyahoga County." And then I'm reading this quote off Cleveland.com. "We found 175 acres that is flat, has power, which is a big deal, is clean environmentally, and is serviced by a major state highway and two interstates, all right across from the airport. I just don't think you're going to find that again." And he didn't say candidly either.
That was funny.
Thank you.
There's a lot of sense in that quote, isn't there? And I don't mean like dollars and cents. I mean that's a lot of sense.
If you go on in the story too, and then as you say, the Haslams are seeking $60 million from the state, $60 million from local governments to match their commitment.
$600 million.
Or $600 million, sorry. $6 million, yeah. They're seeking $6 to build a dome. The Haslams are seeking $600 million from the state, $600 million from local governments to match their commitment of $1.2 billion on the 65,000-seat stadium, and that they've laid out a plan from where most of the money would come from to recover the cost for the governments. First of all, I just don't see how this isn't going to happen.
Well, if you have a private investor willing to sink, and I know some, like SoFi was built with private funds, right?
Right.
That one was built with private funds. There are some that have been. Most are not. And I just, his quote, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, it does make perfect sense. He said, I mean, you got $2 billion of private money coming into Cuyahoga County. That's pretty good. And the parcel of land they're dealing with here, I mean, what are you going to put there? It was a Ford plant. For years, it was a wonderful thing in our community, and it's been sitting, I don't even know how long. It's not even been, been sitting empty. And they've put other things in there.
I mean, there's still some Ford stuff going on.
Right, there's some, but not like it used to be, Andy. Back in the day, right, they were pumping out cars like crazy. Or was that an engine plant?
Engine plant, yeah.
Okay, so they were pumping out engines like crazy. 175 acres that suits their purposes because it's flat and there's power there, which is, there it is. They don't have to do major cleaning up of the property because it's not environmentally a hazard. And it's located between highways and an airport. Well, that works, doesn't it?
What else are you going to put there? shopping mall?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Which is what it sounds like they're trying to do, a shopping mall with a football field in the middle of it.
Well, they're trying to build a football stadium and then surround it with stuff to make it a business area. Restaurants and, you know, some type of a destination.
Do you think Browns fans have settled into the fact that a dome is coming? Or do they think this is not reality?
I don't think anybody has settled into it.
Why am I so settled into this?
Our local
maybe because
government
I listen to Daryl Ryder?
Well, maybe. Our local government officials certainly aren't, and they're fighting it.
Right.
So,
as Daryl Ryder will tell you, if you go and listen to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, the city is just waiting for a check to make everything kind of go away. They want money from the Browns. That's what they're waiting for.
Is that fair?
And to make, I don't know, is it fair or not fair?
Hey, we know you'd like to build something that you hope is going to make you a lot of money, but should make a lot of money and be great for our community. But we want a check as you move 12 miles.
Kind of sounds to me like they just want.
And they're gonna see the end of their lease.
Yeah, they're going to pay out and do exactly everything that was spelled out in the lease. Yes. Would they like them to stay? Yes. Would we all like them to stay downtown? Probably. I would like them to stay downtown. It's not happening though. Is it what's best for everybody? I don't know. I know people don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for it. But I also don't mind paying for it if you're gaming, right?
If you fix the old place, you're paying for it.
You're going to have to pay for that. And then, as Daryl alluded to again this morning, you got to add another $1 billion to the bill if you really want to try to get rid of Burke and try to move it over. And you still have traffic issues going in there.
It's a nightmare.
I think there's at some point there's going to be this epiphany that people will be like, okay, well, it's the Browns. They're moving and we're going to have this new district. In fact, we're going to have two new districts. We're going to have this district out by the airport.
And then we're going to have one where the old stadium was.
And maybe we're actually going to utilize the lakefront where someone with a vision and forethought to be able to use that land that sits right there on the water, that we could use that for something else that makes a lot of sense. It bothers me. All right, so David Jenkins, who is the chief operating officer for the Browns, he was at the press conference yesterday, and he spoke about it. One of the things he said is he's talking about the Browns' plan for public funding and things like that. He said that, you know, they're not trying to – well, I don't know. I'll let him say it. Here's what he had to say about the funding.
We've got a construct that we put forth both at the state and the local levels that relies only on the incremental taxes generated by the project that do not exist today, but for the project itself. Sales taxes that don't exist in Brook Park today that will be generated in the stadium or in the mixed-use development.
If you go through and read the Cleveland.com article, it seems pretty clean. And easy, and maybe you're starting to read that. You're like, well,
that's scary, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like, but this seems too easy. Like, I thought it was interesting. They said one of the parts to pay for this was an authorized fee of $6 per car rental. So, and that's a county authorized fee of $6 per car rental. My question is that airport only, or is that just in the county? So, in the county, you would pay an extra $6. It'd be a $6 per rental fee, not per day, if this reads right, and it'd be like a bed tax. The Browns say that would spread out the cost of visitors to the region instead of everything falling mainly on Cuyahoga County residents. Like, to me, I think that's fair, too. Like, it's not like people from Medina County or Summit County or Lorain County or Lake County wouldn't be utilizing the building and wouldn't be utilizing, you know, the opportunity to go do things in this district or, you know, be able to participate in the Browns and do that. So I kind of, when I read part of that, I was like, well, that's not a bad idea. How do you spread it out? But then again, that's not user-based, right? That's, what if someone comes to Cleveland, they've got business to do, and now they've got a extra, I mean, it's $6 per car rental. And it doesn't matter how much it is, it's money that they want to use to put towards a stadium. And, like, I get it, but is it fair for someone? Does it help all of our businesses that, if people have to come in and rent cars, now they got to pay an extra $6. They look at the bill, they're like, what's this $6 charge for the dome on here? Well, it'd be a county tax.
You've seen those on your hotel bills and
every
car
time.
Rentals out of town.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
You start looking, you're like, oh, it's $100 a night for this? Wait, why did I just pay $160?
We really want people to, and it's not just Northeast Ohio, but it's all around the country. we really want people to come and be with us here and fill in the blank. By the way, here, pay through the nose.
There was also this talk, too, that the Browns didn't look, it's cut nine, that the Browns didn't look hard enough to stay downtown. And I think there's a lot of people that, I think when we all talk about this dome situation, like, man, wouldn't it make more sense to have this thing downtown? You've already got the hotels down there. But, you know, did they work? Did the Browns actually look hard enough to try to stay downtown?
I think it's a little unfair to suggest we look harder because we did look hard. We looked at multiple sites. We looked at the site where the new county jail is going to be built. We looked at the post office site that people talk a lot about. We explored and spent a lot of dollars on the Burke site.
Mm. You know, there's one aspect of this that we've discussed in small doses that I don't know that people want to even think about, but it's this. Okay, it's a dome stadium, but there's a big part of this that they want to do that involves hotels and offices and restaurants and other things. And the question is, I think, do the Haslams want to invest that kind of money in that kind of a facility downtown? And I say that, I mean, Tower City has been there for a long time, probably not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Galleria, right? The Jacobs, what, Visconti and Jacobs owned.
Yeah.
That didn't take off like everybody had hoped. It was great for a while.
Yeah.
Tower City was great for a while.
Yeah.
Do people not want to come downtown to do that? And that might be something here that you think you're more centrally located if you're out of town a little bit. We were supposed to see a whole great new, big new casino complex.
Well, now right? It looks like it's going to be awesome, though. From what the Cavaliers want to put in down there, that looks pretty awesome, too.
Right, but it's not a casino.
No.
So maybe that casino didn't fly. You know what I mean? Hey, maybe people aren't coming here like we thought they would, so that's not going to fly.
Well, how do we know? They never built it.
Well,
how do we know that they're not coming?
My guess is they would have built it if they thought that financially that's the way to go. I mean, that was the plan, right?
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. It's not about
the casino, though.
Yeah, I know, but let me just go back on that casino thing just really quick. I'm going to make a point. The good people of Ohio said, okay, here's the deal. After years and years and years of not having a casino where you can sit down and do slots and play table games, they told these groups that came in that they could have that land down there and it would be zoned for a casino. And part of that land is also where the Jack is right now, which was supposed to be a temporary casino.
Right.
And that the good people of Ohio said, build your casino here down on the riverbank because that land is still zoned for table games. But yet that never happened. Why did the good people of Ohio not get what they asked for? I don't understand that.
Got me.
But now we're going to get, I mean, look, if you don't like gambling, it's great. If you do like gambling, you're like, why didn't we get a better casino? I that's what I'm saying.
Got me.
I don't know. I look at some of that stuff and I wonder, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the dome. And again, it gets into tax money and it also gets into whether the Browns, end up in Brook Park or not. To me, it feels like this thing's full steam ahead. So we're going to talk more about that, other things that David Jenkins had to say. And I've got some phone calls because I got folks on the line. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
All right, let's do this. I want to hear more from David Jenkins, the chief operating officer of the Browns, who had a press conference yesterday, and Jimmy Haslam had some things to say, too. And we talked about that, and we'll hear more about that, but I do want to hear from you, too. Let's start with Dave in Westlake. Hey, Dave, how are you?
David.
Good morning, guys. How's everything going?
Good. Everything's good. How are you?
Same old. Happy it's Friday. I just want to let you guys know, even though I said I was from Westlake, I'm actually a Lorain County resident.
Okay.
Local governments need to not tax the residents. This needs to come out of the Haslam's pocket. I don't think that we should burden the Browns' move out of downtown when we're already taxed an extreme amount.
Okay. Is that just the whole point there, or do you have more to it?
Yeah, that was it. Go, Browns.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Senior correspondent.
That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But it also sounds unrealistic.
Yeah, I don't have this huge problem with what the governor wants to do about taxing sports gaming. If you don't want to participate in it, you don't have. A big fan of, if you don't want to participate in it, then don't participate. Like, there's an option for you there too to not be taxed.
I just think it's unrealistic to think there will be no tax dollars in a new sports facility for just about anybody in the state of Ohio and most anybody throughout the United States.
I think it's unrealistic to think of any, major business moving into a town without having some sort of tax break, whether it's athletics or not.
Yep, that's true too.
Senior Correspondent Ed. Go ahead, Senior Correspondent Ed.
Ed.
Well, good morning.
It's been a while,
so I don't want to talk AM radio style, so if you give me a second. So a couple things. Number one, $2 billion coming into the county. As Mr. Haslam heard something called the Cleveland Clinic and all the buildings that they do and all the people they hire, I think that's a counter it. And he's talking about...
Well, there's one.
They're the biggest employer in the state,
too,
right?
That's great.
Well, there you go. And how many people do they employ? And he's talking about a $2 billion investment in a one-time thing, not an ongoing thing, because it's the cost of the building. I think also Daryl Ryder said that they said, well... the economic impact in the other dome cities, Indianapolis, Detroit, Minneapolis, where those buildings are built downtown, not in Brook Park. Then they talk about the tax and all that stuff. What happens if the revenue from these mixed-use buildings goes down? Who guarantees the tax money for that to repay that back, right? So, all these...
Hang on. I want to digest this one at a time. Go back to your first point.
Well, my first point, you said that Haslam said, there's not too many $2 billion investments in the county.
That's true.
That's true. Well,
from private funds.
From private.
Well, it doesn't matter from who. Okay, private.
Well, he said private.
Yeah.
Well, the Cleveland Clinic is nonprofit. Might as well be private. They don't pay real estate tax, and they put how many buildings up as you drive down?
Yeah, it's still nonprofit, though. So, whether you want to believe whatever you want to believe, it's still nonprofit. But okay, keep going.
Do they provide jobs?
Yes.
The biggest employer in the county.
So how about we add more good stuff?
Well,
we can only have one,
that.
Jeff. Just the clinic. That's it. Let's give UH a break,
too. Does great.
Yeah, let's get Metro. Better hop in on that, too. Okay, keep going.
It's a big piece of land, which in other industrial areas, they have repurposed it. Do they?
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
I think it all comes back to early on in the lakefront development project. I believe the Haslams were involved in those studies. And I think in the end they said, look, we can't get enough return on the amount that we're going to invest in it. So we find our own land.
Which goes back to the point I made, Ed. You know, do you want to put something like that in downtown? Do you think enough people will come? My guess is that they think no.
Do they pretty much sell out every game at home?
No, I don't mean football. I meant everything else. I meant all the other stuff.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, they're talking about all that stuff in the waterfront. You know, then they talk about okay, we could have a Super Bowl, you know, Taylor Swift, NCAA. You know, there's only one Super Bowl and one Final Four year, and there's a lot of other cities that compete for that, right?
Yeah.
So that, you know,
but as of right now, though, we can't. We have no chance to compete for any of those.
I went and saw the Rolling Stones. It was packed.
That's, I'm saying, you don't, do we have a shot at a Super Bowl? Do we?
Probably not.
Probably not. But if we have a dome, do we? Yes or no?
Yeah, for one time. And then
okay, well, that's $1 billion of the economy, isn't it? I mean, is it worth it? Is it worth the chance to be able to use a building more than 15 times a year?
I've been to two Super Bowls and had to stay outside the city because our whole...
Well, guess what?
If that dome
was closer to your hotel, then it would have been out of the city.
And you wouldn't need a hotel. You could just drive up from Medina.
That's true.
I walked across from the convention center in Indianapolis and walked down from a hotel in Minneapolis.
And there was nothing there before they put those domes there. I mean,
that's not true.
Like 10 years ago, I'm trying to think the last time I was. It was barren wasteland over there, and then they dropped those things on the south side of the city.
Well, okay, it can go back to why we put the stadium there in the first place after we tore the old one down. That's a whole different issue. The thing is here.
Okay, last point.
I think the bottom line is they have not seen enough return on their investment to have been downtown, so they went and got private land. And now you're getting, you know, so is the $6 a day car rental fee every day, or is just your one rental?
Yeah, I said the same thing when I read that senior correspondent. I'm with you.
It's clearly about them financing and using other people's money. If the rents go down in the so-called apartment buildings and retail and all that stuff, which, you know, go
that's
to
all private, though. That's 100% private, according to what they've been saying.
But it's, according to what you said, it's supposed to be the incremental new revenue streams from those things to pay the local taxes. What if that goes down? Just like Gateway.
Well, what does
so in other words, it's business.
Yeah, it's business.
Yeah, that's the way business works. You know that.
But you have the taxpayers funding that point.
No, not that part. No, just the stadium. All that other stuff is supposed to be private. From everything I've read and everything that I've heard, outside of the stadium. Thank you, senior correspondent Ed. It's supposed to be private. Off. What'd you say?
Didn't let him sign off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man, Ed, I'm sorry. My bad. Reporting for Baskin and Phelps, he's senior correspondent Ed.
In Medina.
In Medina, yes.
Here's the thing. We've had two folks who have called in, and they're not very happy.
Right.
In most every case, there's a price to having pro sports in your market. There's a price to it, and the price is paid to some extent by taxpayers. If you don't want pro sports, then that's okay. Then they'll find some place that does want pro sports. If you want to build a new stadium, if you have to build a new stadium, chances are taxpayers are going to pay for part of it. I mean, the beautiful baseball stadium over there is not all privately financed. The beautiful arena is not all privately financed.
We should have just stayed in the old stadium. It would have been great.
Well, I've said this forever. The place that we have on the lakefront right now is a great place to go watch a football game. You want to go watch a football game? Great. I personally, go watch the game. You're only going to use it 12 times a year anyway. So why build a new one? Well, because they say it's, you know, not structurally as sound as it should be and blah, 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 and more revenue sources and all that. All right, we'll figure it out and make it work, or don't have pro sports, we do sports for a living.
All right, so senior correspondent Ed brought up this point about, well, what if other stuff doesn't happen? So David Jenkins, the chief operating officer of the Browns, said yesterday there's no reason to think the Dome can't bring in more events. Let's hear what he said.
There's other really comparable cities, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, Detroit, who have demonstrated they can drive 1.5 to 2 million visitors a year with a building like this. And we see no reason, being the furthest east dome in the United States when it's built, within a half day's drive of 80 million people, that we can't drive a similar result.
But what does he mean, furthest east dome? What does that mean? Furthest north in the United States.
East.
Carrier dome. Sorry, is he saying for the NFL?
No, that's not.
Is he talking
I've
NFL
been told
only?
That's a real basic building. I'm assuming he's thinking NFL or okay. Major League Baseball.
Gotcha.
Look,
in the United States, too.
And I'm sorry.
Toronto.
I'm a person who is, I was born and raised in Summit County. I've always been south of town. This has always been my town, though. I can't wrap my head around the idea that Brook Park isn't Northeast Ohio. And that it has to be in the city. I've never been able to wrap my head around that. All I know is that the Coliseum was beloved. And the Coliseum was about 15 minutes from where I grew up. It was about 4 minutes from where I went to junior high school. Didn't seem like it bothered the Miracle of Richfield and Frank Sinatra and Billy Joel numerous times and REO Speedwagon when I sat there with Amico. And Doherty and Price and Nance and Hot Rod.
How about Rush?
Everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It didn't seem
Bill
like
Collins,
people
Genesis.
People hated the Coliseum because it wasn't in downtown. It seemed to me people went there and enjoyed things. And I think people would do the same. And this is 12 miles from downtown. For God's sake, the airport should be downtown. Oh, wait a minute. It's out here. Well, then it must not be Cleveland's airport. Oh, wait a minute. It's actually on Cleveland property. Okay, I don't get that personally. I don't understand it.
If that land was owned by the city of Cleveland, would we be going through all this?
Absolutely not.
You think that this is all...
Yes.
This is... But the only reason is because we have this imaginary fence...
Yes.
...that says Brook Parker on the outside.
Yes.
Yes, but that means they get their tax money there.
Yes. I do think that I could be completely off base, but I certainly think it.
Well, so people would be upset that it's away from downtown. But
well,
you
okay,
should be upset.
Okay.
But then if that's the case, why are I don't hear
they
any...
They were upset about the Coliseum not being downtown.
I mean, is there any...
Which, by the way, was privately funded.
Is there any outrage about the art museum or any of the museums not being downtown? Think about how vibrant our downtown would be if those museums were closer to downtown Cleveland.
There needs to be a connection between Severance and the art museum.
There is. RTA's got that okay, health line that goes back and forth.
But you just said, what if they were downtown?
We'd be like Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead, it's out at University Circle, which is not actually downtown. But does that mean they're bad for our city? No, they're great for our city. I mean, it's great to go out to University Circle.
It's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful part of town. And those facilities, I was in the art museum last month. Phenomenal. We have a great art museum.
Why can't
our natural history museum, it's incredible. We have some great stuff. I don't consider that not part of Cleveland, do you?
No, it's because it is Cleveland.
You just go to it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking, oops, wait a minute, I stepped out of Northeast Ohio when I go over a line to go to Brook Park. I could be
because you're looking at the airport, which you know is in Cleveland. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
It's this imaginary boundary.
I could be completely wrong. It comes down to tax dollars, I think, personally. And I understand the city wanting to fight for it. I get that.
Mr. Bibb, tear down that wall between Brook Park and Cleveland.
I get it. It's just...
So stupid.
We've had a team move out of town.
Yeah, I get that part, too.
This isn't it.
This is Thanos, right? This is inevitable. I don't know. I just don't see any other way.
You know what's inevitable?
And I also think that the city kind of pushed the Browns to want to do this even more. Because it felt like before, as senior correspondent Ed brought out, that he felt like the Browns kind of wanted to get out because they could make more money. Well, they are a business at the end of the day.
And it is a business.
Businesses are about making money. I want to own a business to lose money. Again, can I buy one of those? Because I'd be... damn good at those.
All I know is the Cleveland Clinic, you can go, if you're visiting Dubai, you can go to the Cleveland Clinic. Oh my God,
hey,
they moved out of town.
Aren't we mad about that? Cleveland Clinic, California. What?
If you're in Florida,
Florida,
you can go
uh-oh.
To the Cleveland Clinic.
What?
Dang it, they should have just invested all of it right here.
All right, let's move forward because I want to talk about some other stuff. Yeah, you know what I would like to do?
Tell me, Andy.
Despite the fact where they might play, I want to find us a quarterback. Can we do that next?
Baby.
Let's do that. All right.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.